morning. This is Richard, inviting you to start another with the only remotely broadcastable version we could find of Eskimo Nell. If I tell you that this is a men-only edition of Start the Week, I hope thereby I shall guarantee that all the girls will stay glued to the radio for the next 55 minutes. So find me a seat and stand me a drink and a tale to you I'll tell of Dead-Eye Dick and Mexican Pete and a maid named Eskimo Nell. Well, songs like Eskimo Nell are normally bawled out without somebody talking at the same time at stag parties, in rugger changing rooms, pub back parlours, naffies, service messes and other such masculine preserves. And today we'll be exploring some others like prison and boys' comics. Most males, I would hope...
I do study, I read some of the paper, and also I do some sports, swimming, basketballs, and also meeting friends and driving myself.
General, I mean, you've been president now for 1 year. Do you find the job is very tiring?
I just play when I feel happy and free after my duty, and I have a time, sometimes I take... time to play accordion to just to refresh myself.
When you did the Cocaine Overture, the critical reaction on the whole was extremely good, but one or two critics did say that you had perhaps rather a stiff wrist.
I don't think it was really very stiff, but on the whole I prefer conducting without a stick and just with hands, because I think hands are so much more expressive.
I think there might be people who at this stage in our affairs, when we seem to be surrounded by problems and troubles of a great many different kinds, maybe you shouldn't be taking time off to conduct anything other than state affairs.
Oh, if they do think that, then I think that's very short-sighted. Then perhaps sometimes people are short-sighted. They will never get the best value out of their politicians by insisting that they always work themselves to death. I don't think that politics should be the be-all and end-all of life.
Can I say bum on the BBC?
Just a moment, I'll check. Can he say bum on the BBC?
I don't know, I'll just check. Can he say bum on the BBC?
I don't know, I'll check. Can he say bum on the BBC?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bum, bum.
Can you go out? Can you go out and about? You live in Paris mainly?
Yes, between Paris and Switzerland.
Can you move out of the house without being besieged by photographers?
I'm an actress, and what we fight for when we start our career is to be known. And to have a certain kind of success. If you reach this certain kind of success and then you are besieged, as you say, it's a beautiful word that I like, by photographers or by people that want an autograph from you and they just want to look at you, I think it's beautiful.
Mm. Will you sign my copy of the book before you leave the studio this morning? Yeah. Good.
Richard, she's right, you know that.
Roald Dahl.
Noel Coward once said to me when he was besieged by autograph hunters, I said, isn't this awful? He said, my dear boy, it's awful when it stops happening.
It would be a disaster. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it is.
I brought here today a summary of the recent news you may have missed, and you'll be glad you did. All genuine items, starting with the one about the chairman of the Timber Development Association, who's been 3 years in his post. The report from Luton, where young people are giving up gliding because of the soaring costs. And more recently, a whole set of traffic lights was stolen at Reading, and the police said people simply wouldn't stop at anything. So then...
no change yet.
But anyway, to quote again from Frank Boff's book, thank God, as he says, there is so much lightheartedness about it. It says, yeah. I thought this was a serious Radio 4 programme we were on.
So did I, Frank. Nevertheless, I think it is an early morning breakfast time tea party, and why not? Thank you, Kenneth Robinson. Frank, your image on the screen that we know...
I want to say a special word of thanks to Kenneth Robinson, who's been an integral part of this programme and the starting of my weeks for 15 years. He leaves the programme today, alas, for the present, at any rate. I shall miss the element of anarchy, Kenneth, which I've had to struggle to control in a sensory kind of way all those years.
Well, I want to say I'm not going.
You're not going.
I had 3 days' notice after 15 years, and it's a bloody disgrace.
Well, there you are. There's a parting word from Kenneth Robinson.